Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.
Okay, you need to indulge me here to talk about summer hair for 1 minute, Rob, because this is important, right? This is what they're saying. Everyone's finding their hair ridiculous at the moment. That particularly of longer hair, frizzy, excessive dryness. Any sun exposure in your hair can kill brittleness, and then it leads to damage. So it can break. So avoid any heat tools in this weather, like straighteners, hair dryers if you can, and switch to a moisturising shampoo and conditioner. Load up on the treatments. If your colour's fading quickly, what they suggest you do is, one of the things, use a sunscreen for your hair to avoid a colour fade. So spray it in before you go out in the sun. Cover your hair with a hair scarf, hat, anything if you can. But if it's going to be exposed, use a colour fader sunscreen. This is interesting. Lemon in the hair. Do you remember when you and I were younger, I used to use sprays? What was that stuff called that you sprayed in your hair and it went orange?
You're asking the wrong person, I'm afraid.
Do you remember? Sun-in. Sun-in it was called. You definitely would have been going out with a girl or maybe even known a guy that was wearing sun-in at the time. It was a spray that you put in your hair. I'm telling you. I knew a few guys that were using it. And you always knew because their hair had a bit of a bang, a sort of like a warm, gingery colours off it because it rarely worked. But actually, if you wanted some blonde in your hair and you want a cheaper way to do it, lemon juice does actually work, apparently. And if you mix one cup of it with a cup of lemon juice with half a cup of conditioner or coconut oil, smooth it all over your hair, leave it for 20 minutes and go out in the sun, you'll find that that may well increase any blonde. Also, if you're going to be sea swimming, and I never knew this before, but this is what you should be doing. If you don't want your hair to get wrecked, you're obviously wearing a cap. Before you get in the sea, saturate your hair with fresh water, right? Because your hair can only take on so much saturation. So if you pour a bottle of water over your head or whatever you're going to do before you get in the sea, it basically means that your hair is saturated with fresh water. It's less likely to absorb chemicals and salt. Brilliant. I'm going to be bringing a bottle of water with me the next time. Barbecues, just to go on to that for a second, totally different thing. Lots of people associating meat with the barbecue, but now the whole move towards vegetables to have something different is huge. Vegetables like broccoli, leeks, spring onions, peppers, all considered the best on a barbie, and can be layered onto the skewer, which you've soaked the night before, with meat or without. The half onion to clean it and the tinfoil, by the way, I used both of these over the weekend and both of them were absolutely fantastic. But one of the top barbecue tips is about making life simpler for yourself, right? So, barbecue extra stuff, Rob. I wouldn't have thought of doing this. And keep it. So, the night before, get everything ready. Barbecue not just for one day, but for after days. And it'll keep. Everything's still quite good. You just need to heat it up. So instead of eating everything straight away like you would usually be done, get some extra stuff on the go for the barbecue. And the other thing is marinating. Mexican marinade is voted to be the most popular of the five marinades and works particularly well with slow-cooked lamb or mutton or even a spatchcocked chicken, which you should shred, they say, after you've cooked it immediately to keep the flavour.
Excellent. Now, you mentioned that you wanted to talk about, on the hacks this morning, the fact that a lot of people are struggling because of the heat with sleeping overnight, and I'm one of them.
Yeah.
And I know that the hack that I'd mentioned a few weeks back on the show in relation to a fan, you might have a fan in your bedroom, but if you've got a 2 litre empty bottle, fill that with water, freeze it, stick that in behind your fan, and that'll blow cold air at you. It'll only last a while, it'll melt eventually, but, you know, it's a hack. What else have we got for us?
Other tips, soaking your feet in cold water 10 minutes for 10 minutes or wetting your hair. Okay, getting cold water before you get into bed. Take a break from chocolate, caffeinated drinks. They keep you awake and you tend to suffer more at the heat. Coolest part of the house. You're not always going to be able to choose the coolest part of the house, but wear a face cloth, put it on the pillow, and the most important thing you can do is drink ridiculous amounts of water during the day to keep your body hydrated because it keeps you cool while you sleep. The most common cause for not sleeping in the heat is dehydration.
I wouldn't go to bed with a wet head or put anything wet on my pillow.
Yeah, you see, this whole thing of get out, you catch your death and all.
Put your pillows wet then.
Yeah, that's fine. I would often pour water on my pillow or get a face cloth, soak it in cold water, wring it out and put it under my head.
Right. All right, and it works for you, does it?
Absolutely. It gets you off to sleep. Sure, that's all you need. You wake up and the face cloth is boiling under your face. 2 hours later, you just throw it to the side and there you go.
You put it in the wash basket.
You're away in a hack, did you hear that?
You put it in the wash basket. All right, they're your home hacks. If you've any more of them, be them for barbecues or keeping cool at night or cleaning around the house, whatever the case may be, you're more than welcome to fire them across 087-77-11-103. They're back next Tuesday.
Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.